This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You really gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And
wow.
You might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back, Football Friday on WGR. If you're anything like me, especially, imagine the horror. Anyway, if you're anything like me, especially in the wake of hearing about Bulldog's winning parlay last night, you're going, how come we didn't partner up on a fantasy team again this year, given that last year's did well? And perhaps our guest now on the West Shore Hotline is asking himself these same questions all the time. Adam Krautwurst, and Bulldog's a big Adam fan. I'm sure he would have been up for it, Adam, if we just arranged it.
Yeah, I think you dropped the ball on that, Mike. I mean, you're the middleman.
That's right, Adam. You and I are powerless. I mean, it is really up to our boy here to put it together. That's it.
This really should be a conversation had off the air. But Adam and I partner on how many teams? Five, maybe six. I'm doing all the work.
Oh boy!
This does need to be taken off the air. But you knew that was what you got when you got me as a partner.
I did. I don't know if I knew that. But this year I know that.
Yeah. Maybe if we'd had an opportunity, didn't we have a golf date that I couldn't make? Wasn't there Adam, you extended an offer and thank you. That was very courteous of you. And I don't remember why I couldn't make it.
Free tomorrow?
Other than just not wanting to do anything socially with Mike. I don't know. I couldn't pull it off, but thank you for the, if we'd done that, maybe the fantasy team would have come together. If we'd gotten
golf and a draft next year, put it on the calendar.
There it is.
Same day.
Adam, I think I know some of this answer, but what kind of year are you having?
I'm having an injury-plagued season, just like everybody else. So it's up and down. Last night was, you know, I had some Jamar Chase, but I also had some Kenny Gainwell. So, you know, it's hit and miss.
Yeah, that's how that goes. Well, this week, if you had a really good team, there's a pretty good chance it was affected by the injuries with Buka going out. Puka Nacua won't play this week. Garrett Wilson was getting home even though the Jets weren't winning. And that's not the entire list. Wide receiver, other guys that weren't as effective have already been ruled out. Calvin Ridley, Terry McLaurin.
Again, right?
It's a really short week at receiver. Any names come to mind, whether it's those players' perceived replacements, like a Whittington with the Rams or somebody else, where you can maybe survive injuries to top receivers? It's tough at receiver. It's easier at running back when you can kind of just take the backup sometimes.
For sure, right? So, yeah, receiver's tough because it's not, right, that's not like the one-for-one replacement that you can get for a running back. You know what I've been doing a lot lately is just a lot of leagues have flex positions, and a lot of those I've just been throwing at like a tight end in the flex. Like you grab like a Michael Mayer, and he's going to do better, you know, he'll probably do better than Whittington, honestly. So, but if you've got Puka, if you've got Egbuka, there are some options there on the waivers for guys that you can, that can kind of come in and hopefully get even like a 15% target share and come in and score some fantasy points for you. But it's really hard when you lose receivers to injury because, you know, earning targets is a skill, and the best ones are on the field, whereas running backs, it's like you don't even have to be good at running back. If you get a bunch of touches and a good old line, you'll be fine. So, yeah, I would say scour the waiver wire, try to find some of those receivers. But for flex positions, don't be afraid to throw in a tight end in there, like a Harold Fannin this week or something like that. But yeah, I mean, I like Jacoby Myers a little bit this week. Maybe they showcase him for a trade, maybe to the Buffalo Bills. But, yeah, you've got Tutu Atwell. I think he could do something. He's been there a bit. Elik, Amenor. He might be the number one into Tennessee now. He's shown flashes already, so go look for those guys on your waiver wire.
The tight end idea is really interesting because with some of these receiver names, you're kind of just hoping for a touchdown, which is what tight end is almost always. You're hoping to get a touchdown. Unfortunately, we used up four or five tight end touchdowns last night. So that's off the table. But, yeah, I think you're right. Like, that could be an interesting way of looking at it. Fannin in Cleveland, and Njoku will miss this game for the Browns.
Speaking of tight ends, it sounds like Kittle's back. You just no questions asked, just he goes right back in? Or is there hesitation because he's coming back from the injury?
No, I'm throwing him right back in. I've been waiting, you know, you've been waiting all this time, and you've seen how much success Tonjes has had over the last five weeks or so. He's had some really big games for them. So, no, and I think they'll force feed it to him. All the receivers are hurt. So, no, I really like Kittle this week for sure.
Rochester's Adam Krautwurst with us on the West Her Hotline. You can check out Adam on the full-time fantasy high-stakes analyst. He and I do a lot of podcasts and work together. Well, I mentioned Whittington, by the way, with the Rams. I kind of like that. Can you give us a quick comment on him? I think he's the Puka replacement. He's not going to be Puka, but Jacksonville gives up tons of passing yards.
Yeah, no, he is the Puka replacement. He flashed last preseason. Maybe it was the preseason where Puka ended up hitting big a couple years ago. But he knows the offense. He's been there. McVay likes him. I mean, Adams is probably going to go crazy against, is it Jacksonville, I think? Yeah, he's probably going to go crazy there. But, yeah, Whittington could certainly get five or six catches. And if you can get that, you know, out of a kind of a desperation play. But a lot of times you'll find, again, I don't want to keep harping on the tight end thing because people do need to throw players into the receiver spots. You know, you got, like, Mason Taylor, who will probably be he'll probably get all the targets for the Jets. Kate Otten is another one that's going to get a ton of – you know how I feel about Kate Otten.
BDO?
BDO.
Big Daddy Otten. So,
Big Daddy Otten.
Oh, my
so
Lord.
So he's a guy – he's a
get
guy
a room,
that
you two.
I think he's going to crush this week. But Whittington's a guy that, you know, in the fab, where you had to put in the fab to get him. If you got him, you're probably starting him, especially if you see a Puka and he's out.
Right.
Did I see that? Now the name is escaping me. I'm ready to the Raider guy, the big shot Raider guy, Bowers. Brad Bowers. He practiced. I thought I saw it today.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I haven't
good
hopped on today. That would be great. That would be awesome.
Michael Mayer is one of these names if he doesn't play.
Yeah,
exactly.
There wasn't any reason that I would have seen a tweet telling us that Mayer practiced. He's not been hurt, right? It had to be Bowers. There's Bowers and a receiver with the Raiders.
He had been hurt, but he played last week. Mayer.
Yeah. Right.
So
Mayer.
So,
yeah.
I'm 99% sure I saw Bowers practice today.
Oh, that would be big.
Yeah, and a couple other receivers. Alec Pierce is one, Mike, that I think maybe you and I talked about before. Like, he's a guy, big time plays, right?
Yeah.
And so he's coming back off the concussion.
Downs
I
hurt.
I think they could certainly feed him. Downs is hurt. You know, the other receiver dropped the ball at the goal line. I think he was inactive last week. So I really like Alec Pierce.
Want a deep dive name? Chris Moore.
Ooh.
Washington, like in a great matchup. All the cornerbacks, all the DBs are hurt, and they're down McLaurin and Noah Brown. So
Luther Burden, there's another one. I think they're going to try to get him a little bit more. DJ Moore's playing this week, but Luther Burden for Chicago could be a guy.
Right. These are hard times. I mean, you got to dig in. Let's talk Bills here, if you don't mind.
Do we have to?
I know. Well, I recognize what I want to ask you was probably also a question last year, but like it's 6 weeks in, and I mean, they're still a contender. We're talking with fans every day, and a lot of people are kind of ready to give up, it seems. But I don't know. It's too early for that, I think. But again, in terms of fantasy, you can't really start anybody except for Allen and Cook. I mean, I'm talking about receivers. Mm-hmm. Do you think Kincaid has moved up a level where you'd want to start him every week going forward, or is he even a little bit too fragile for that?
No, he's a guy definitely – he's a guy like Cook and Kincaid are like the two guys this year that you can really count on to kind of go out there and score when Kincaid's, you know, healthy and the Bills are humming. Obviously, when the Bills struggle on offense, you can't really start any of them. You're gonna start them anyways, but they're really tough to kind of get behind, especially Cook. I mean, again, when he's not scoring 40-yard touchdowns, he's kind of useless. They don't use him in the 2-minute drill. He doesn't get goal line carries. He doesn't get receptions. And that's been the same story this year, you know. And when he snaps off, when they play bad teams, they're up by big, and they can just kind of keep pounding him. He's great. But other than that, and it's amazing how Allen just still gets the fantasy points every single week, considering he's kind of playing with maybe a bottom five receiving core in the NFL as far as fantasy is concerned. So, you don't really – I mean, Coleman, I would never start Coleman unless I absolutely had to. We're talking about guys like Tutu Atwell. I guess I would start Coleman with, you know, over Atwell, but, you know, the Bills are on a bye this week. But, yeah, I don't want to start any receivers. Even Shakir, you know, he's got to score. Because if he doesn't score, it's 4 catches for 60 yards, you know. So, Cook I'm starting. Kincaid I do really, really like. I mean, he's a talented player. He's just always, always hurt. So, but I think they've been force feeding him the ball when he's in there.
Yeah, I wonder if that is something as they're self scouting here. His health might be a reason for how they handle him and what his snap share is. But all of the advanced stuff on him, as far as his productivity and their productivity as an offense with him on the field and him targeted, all that stuff, he looks like the most important guy in that offense. But he's playing half the snaps. So I wonder if they trust his health, whether that'll tick up, like, you know, I don't think it'll get like in the 80s, but, you know, another, I don't know, from 50% to like 65, 70, maybe even 75. Like, he seems to be the trigger for a lot of the good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good that their offense can do.
Yeah, maybe that's something that they change coming out of the bye week. They, like, I mean, granted, he's coming off an injury, but maybe they play him more. I think it was 2 weeks ago against the Patriots, he had the third most snaps out of the tight ends or something. It's like, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they got to force it in there. Maybe they just got to play him more and be less predictable, you know, because that teams know when he's out there, he's getting the ball because he's barely out there. So maybe they just play him more and use him as a decoy when he's not getting the ball. So Kincaid, Cook, I think are the two keys to this offense moving forward. I'm not, you know, the Bills were 3-2 last year. They're 4-2 now. They lost to, you know, two teams that they shouldn't have. But yeah, I think they'll right the ship coming out of the bye week, and I think you'll see a healthy Kincaid. Dominate like he did the week before he got hurt.
With Adam Krautwurst, full-time fantasy, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on WGR. Week 7 underway with Pittsburgh's loss in Cincinnati last night. Two Monday night games coming up with Tampa-Detroit, which is pretty good. Houston-Seattle could be all right as well. Let's talk quarterback. I've got a lot of Justin Fields, and you might too. And here's Fields in a position at 0-6. Where one might wonder if he'll even finish a game. I mean, these kind of things happen. And if they can't beat anybody, look out, right? I mean, the floor could just go away. They have Carolina this week. There are a half dozen or so quarterbacks right in that same range in terms of projections where you might have to decide between Fields and the others, one being Bo Nix. Or Jackson Dart in the same game, Giants at Denver. Do you have a general thought on Fields? Like, if you have him, maybe have somebody else. Like, in normal leagues, you're going to have somebody else probably too. In some of our best ball stuff, you could be like, you just kind of need Justin Fields, which is not a great feeling right now. But Fields versus Dart, Nix, Caleb Williams, maybe another. Daniel Jones, maybe another. There's a cluster of players there where you could find yourself making a really tough decision.
Yeah, Fields is so scary, right? Because he could be 30, he could be 3. And the thing that stinks this week is this could have really been a get-right game for him. Carolina is a pass-funnel defense, meaning they don't allow many rush yards at all. They might be the best run defense in football, but they allow a ton of receiving yards. And, of course, Garrett Wilson's hurt, so this could have been, you know, a really big week for Fields and Wilson. And so you're really hoping for 80 yards rushing and a score for Fields, and who knows? That's not easy to do. So it really depends. Like, I've got a lot of Matt Stafford, Justin Fields teams, and I think it just depends on, hey, do I need that 30-point week? Or, like, looking at the projection of what the team I'm playing against, am I projected to win? What does his team look like? Do I want the safer bet in Stafford, although now Puka's out? Or do I want, you know, Fields, am I okay getting 7 from my quarterback? And for Fields owners, if you have the bench space, I might consider picking up to Tyrod Taylor, because again, it's like a Joe Flacco thing. Like, you get kind of an older, experienced guy in there that can just knows the offense and can just keep the offense on the field and keep the ball moving. I think it wouldn't hurt to pick up a Tyrod Taylor, because he's, you know, he's kind of Justin Fields light with the rushing too. So, but this week, I was really heavy on Aaron Rodgers this week, actually. He had a great game last night. But if you need if you think you need a huge spike week from your quarterback, I'm starting Fields. If not, you could play a little safer. I'm going with the Staffords, the Trevor Lawrences, Jackson Dart. I'm off of this week. I think that you know, Denver's a really good defense, and he relies a lot on his rushing, and they, again, they don't have a lot of weapons there, so I could see a really bad game coming from Jacksonville.
What about Stroud at Seattle?
Yeah, Stroud's a great one. He's coming off a bye. His weapons are healthy, though. So, Stroud
over Fields?
Again, Stroud is a guy that I would kind of put in that mix of safety over the upside of Fields. But at Seattle's such a tough place to play. But I like kind of Christian Kirk. He's another one in that receiver range to kind of come in and get maybe 6 or 7 catches because he's back, he's getting a little bit healthier, and now coming off the bye, maybe they start to force him the ball a little bit.
What about Bryce Young? Same game.
Oh, man. I'm a big McMillan guy. They get Jalen Coker back this week, I think.
Yes.
And Coker had a great preseason for them. I like him. I like him. He does have their rushing upside too. I would start Bryce Young over Justin Fields. It's just the run defense for Carolina is so good. I could see another performance like he had against Denver, where it's like if he's not rushing for 80 yards, he might be benched by like halftime.
How about Penix at San Francisco?
I like Penix. Okay. I got Penix in my top 15 this week. They're really? Humming. They're clear. They had a weird game against. Was it Carolina? We lost like 30-0.
Yeah.
Other than that, like he looks the part. He's getting the ball to the guys. I think they're getting the receiver. I'm losing my
Darnell Mooney, maybe.
Yes, I think they're getting Mooney back. So you got he's got a lot of weapons there. Jake Matthews is hurt though. I think they're left tackle, so that could be interesting. But Penix looks good. He looks the part, and ride that hot hand.
I gotta find a guy that Adam would play Fields over. Wentz? What about Wentz?
Yes. Fields over
Wentz in a revenge game? Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I would start Fields over Dart, over Rattler, over Tua.
Gabriel?
Wentz. Gabriel, Brissett. I would have started him over Joe Flacco, but I would have been wrong there. So
we don't know that yet.
Yeah,
that's right.
Cam Ward?
over Cam Ward.
All right. There are some.
Circling all the way back to receiver injuries, Mike Evans didn't practice today, but the word is that that's okay. It was like part of the plan. They play Monday night, and I think it's tracking like he's going to be back.
Is that right? Cool.
That's what I'm hearing. For Big Daddy Otten's sake, I hope it's not the case. I hope he sits another week and we can roll Otten out there. But yeah, setting lineups too, it's just – with Thursday night games and Sunday morning games and 2 Monday night games, you have to make decisions that like you don't want to make on like a Thursday because you just don't know with Monday night games if they're going to play or not. So generally, it takes me back to like the COVID years where you're just like, hey, if a guy's active on Thursday night, I'm playing him because I know he doesn't have COVID. So it's like you're leaning towards the guys that are like we had a Gainwell. Like, is it Gainwell or is it some guy that's questionable for Monday night? Like, I can't wait. I have to decide now. So it's been tough this year.
So much of it is just like the psychological effects of this. Like, in a vacuum, you don't want to start a Gainwell over, well, some of our options. We had this yesterday, but I'm like you, like I push for it. But then when it busts, you feel like a chump. I mean, that's just like, why did we do that, But
yeah, for sure.
If you don't get that sudden injury or something on Sunday, you're going to feel real dumb. Like with Survivor, Bulldog and I play in these Survivor pools, and I mean, I'm usually bad at it. And I just want to pick the team that I'll feel the worst, the least bad about if I'm wrong.
Right. If I'm wrong. Right.
If I pick a big favorite and they lose, well, I had a lot of company. But if I take a chance... and lose, then I'm going to feel stupid for it. So try to do it
That's the Justin Fields thing, too. It's like if he gets benched at halftime, like, what was I thinking? Like, he's got no healthy receivers. it's like he hasn't been good in weeks. Like, what was I thinking?
Right. I literally talked about this possibly happening, and here I am, still acting surprised. I don't know. All right. Big weekend for you or what?
It's always a big weekend, big soccer weekend. Hey, listen, congrats to the North Star Christian Knights with a 1 seed for sectional soccer. So we got a big weekend coming up, and football and And don't have to worry about the Bills, so that's good.
They'll be gunning for you as the top seed. You know that. You'll have a target, quote, target on your back. So look out.
Just told them that. Just told them that.
Okay? Believe it. All right. Thank you, Adam.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Adam Krautwurst, full-time fantasy. He and I have hosted the Deep End podcast. We didn't do much of that this year, but maybe I guess I could have asked him that too, whether we'll be back in 2026, possibly. Football Friday on WGR. Your calls are welcome at 803-0550. Do you feel better or worse about the Bills' chances of winning big this year compared to how you felt before the season? We'll look for your calls after the update. Right now it's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. That's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, listen, I have a lot of confidence in Bobby and defensive staff. I thought they made some real good adjustments last night in the second half in particular. At halftime, we came out and played really well after half. You know, but overall, again, within our building, I'm confident in the people in our building, whether it's this situation or other situations, that we can get the job done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sean McDermott, I can't tell you that I know he's not being honest there. I wouldn't want to say that, but I imagine if he said the opposite. I'm not confident in our people. Just like, what is the value of the comment? And I do this a lot, and whenever I do it, I try to say that McDermott would concur. Be like, I know. Why do they even ask me these questions? What do they think I'm going to say? I'm not confident at all in my staff or players. Next, just try that one. See if you can slip that by him. Sorry, Sean, what? Did you say that you're not confident? No. Did I? I'm not, but I don't think I said it. Just see what. If he did that, would we all just kind of think he was joking and not even talk about it?
Yeah. No, we would definitely talk about it. We're talking about this. We talk about everything. So, but I think we would assume he was kidding.
Yeah.
Like if football season extended into April, maybe he would.
I'm not confident in any of this.
You do it at some point.
When are we going to get a new GM, too, by the way, since you got me going here? When are we going to replace? When is this team going to be sold?
When is this guy
let's talk Sabres
when
now.
When is this guy going to get me some receivers?
Can I just get...
imagine a world where... Sorry. All right, I'll stop. You got me going.
No, I mean... Truth serum. Right. You might like to have some truth serum once in a while.
I mean, have you seen our safeties? What's Bobby supposed to call? He's doing a stand-up all of a sudden.
Right. It's a routine. Well, what do you think of the question? Do you feel more or less confident in the Bills winning big this year than you did before week one? Or the same?
I feel like my default setting would tell you it's the same. And it mostly is, but I'm a little more worried about the offense. You can tell every person we talk to that brings up the defense, including you even. So, I mean, you're not a person we talk to, you're here. I talk anyway. I'm right here with like, they lost 23-20 and 24-14. We're talking about the defense because Bijan Robinson ripped off a big run. Like, I know the optics are bad, but they held him to a field goal in the second half. I could not move the ball. So that feels a little bit like, or really a lot like last year at this time. It was really both things, right? The Baltimore, Derrick Henry ran all over me. But really, can I get open, right? Can I do anything? The only offense they had in that Baltimore game, any kind of passing offense, was like a broken play off a scramble that went for big yards to Shakir. The Houston game was... maybe more like this Atlanta game where I just, you know, it was worse than the Atlanta game production-wise, but, you know, similar. It's not like Houston went up and down the field on you, but they got theirs and you couldn't move the ball. And then the Bills reacted to that. A week after that, right, they played another game. They beat the Jets barely, and then the Cooper trade was made this week last year. And I don't know. I mean, we've got a couple of more weeks here until we get to the trade deadline, but we've talked over and over it already this week. Reasons for and against, do we think they'll do something specifically at receiver to try to jumpstart the offense? And I'm worried that they won't, and I don't know what their pivot is going to be. I really don't. If the whole thing hinges on Kincaid, and he's hurt again, and I don't know what the prognosis is. They're dark this week. They'll be up and running again next week after the bye week and all their time away. If they need Kincaid to sort of free up their whole offense, and they either A, can't count on him to be on the field because he's hurt, or don't want to overwork him because he'll get hurt, I don't really know what I'm going to do. I think a lot of teams at this point, it feels very likely, and I know this is the kind of thing that gets said a lot when a team is struggling, but I just think it's possible that defenses, they have a better idea. Well, it stands to reason they would. This offense has been on the field now for all of last season, half of the year before, and now these six games. And what are their tendencies? What do they do? What do they like to do? I wonder if defenses just don't have a good handle on it right now. And there is not a guy out there, a skill position guy out there that can just break it for them. So I'm more worried because it's a second year in a row where, you know, a month and a half into the season, the offense sort of started spinning wheels in the mud. And they did get on track last year, of course, and ended up averaging 30 points a game. I just feel like that's going to get harder. I don't know if, you know, even Amari Cooper, I think he had to have some impact. He must have had some. He helped them. I mean, their results improved anyway. Maybe they would have if they never made the trade. I can't know. But I'm worried they're not going to do something because they did it last year and because Bean is so dug in about this and it is everybody eats thing. And I'm very edgy about it. The everybody eats, I think, is getting shot full of holes. And I just don't know if they have a direction to turn. I'm not sure what it will be if they don't add someone. If they add someone, then it's, okay, what is this person, right? Is it speed? Is it Rashid Shaheed? Like, that's not a number one receiver, but that's an asset that I think could help you. Is it his teammate Chris Olave? That is a number one receiver. That would be tumultuous, I think, if they did something like that. And I don't know that the Bills are in the business of tumultuous. So I'm worried about their offense more than I can't just say I'm the same as I was in the summer, because in the summer it's just, well, they did it last year, they'll do it again. And you could still say that if you and you might be right. But I'm shook, and I'm not sure what they're going to do about it.
I guess, I mean, you know, I look at it somewhat differently. The Patriot game, I can just put in the turnover bucket and leave it alone. I mean, the Bills weren't perfect that night otherwise on offense, but like, I think that's why you lost. Three turnovers, I would want to say, is why you lost. And then last week, I think what was interesting about Monday is they had a tough time blocking Atlanta, and they're behind and throwing more and kind of out of their element. They don't play many games like that. It happened, and it's not to be ignored. But I do kind of think that'll turn back around as they get back from the bye. A road Monday night game against a team you don't play, and they get out in front of you, and you're kind of maybe spooked by the middle of the second quarter. I think things just change for you. I mean, the Bills are front runners. And if Carolina can get a 2-touchdown lead on them, then maybe they're in trouble against Carolina too. But I don't expect that to happen very often. I think when I would say, if I were to finger the offense as the bigger problem, which I've done many times, because I feel like I'm from the school of, I just really don't care that much about defense. I've got to outscore you. That's the only way I'm going to win it. I do think that that's changed a little in the last 3 years, but mm-hmm. I still largely subscribe to that. I think they have the people. If they don't have Dalton Kincaid or Curtis Samuel for a game, maybe it didn't help them. They lost both and then Palmer right away. Like mm-hmm. that probably threw them off at least some. But they still, like last year's team did not have names either. And Cooper really didn't do a lot. And they still won. I mean, they won 9 games in a row after they lost 2, something like that. Right. I mean, crazy. And they did it scoring 30 points a week. So I still want to think, I mean, they have the same line. They have the same quarterback. They have the same running back who's been just as good, I would say, you know, for the most part this year. And many of the same skill players and the same coordinator. I kind of think it'll be the same offense. And I doubt that the 2 games, the Atlanta game, will get them away from, I think they'll want to return more to how they were playing before these losses, which is more around Cook and around running the ball. I think that can be okay. I think defensively, it's very possible they don't have the people. And if they can hold teams like you're maybe saying it when you're making these points, neither New England nor Atlanta, you know, rolled up big scores on them to say something about what they are on defense, even without certain players. I think that the secondary, the linebackers, the run defense in general are very shaky. And I don't know, like, that makes them more beatable to me than in other years. I think their offense is mostly the same, and I think their defense is not. That their losses on D have added up, their age. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, Daquan Jones was a force. Milano was a force. You had the safeties. You had, you know, just quality at corners, yeah. Different guys year to year. And right now, you don't really have any of that. And that worries me.
Yeah, I don't know where they're strong on defense right now. I really don't. Like, Bosa gets to the quarterback. That's it. that's the only thing I think I really want to point to that they're doing really well. But yeah, I mean my problem, not to spend too much time restating it, is despite all that, 23 and 24 points beat me. So, like that to me, I circle back to, I got, where's my 30? Where's my even 25? Like either game, I just needed a little bit more, and I just never could get there. But yeah, I mean, I certainly don't. I don't disagree with any analysis that questions the defense. To me, I think it could be about what it's been. And what's falling short in these losses, to me, the defense did not get them beat. I mean, I know there were huge plays and wide open guys, but in the end, it was 24 points. So I need more from my offense. I think I'm going to expect to win every game I play if I'm holding you to 24 points. So I need to get my offense together. And the defense, I do, I don't know where the standouts are and what they're good at, but they are going to have more. There's reinforcements coming, right? We've not seen them with Hoyt and Ogunjobi yet. I think Ogunjobi is Jordan Phillips 3 years ago, basically. Like, I don't expect a big impact there, but maybe there's a play or two. You know, just take some heat off Oliver and Deion Walker, because those are the only two dudes you got really going now that Daquan Jones is sidelined again. We don't know how long that's going to be. Popped his calf muscle. I don't know what that ends up looking like timeline-wise. But Hoyt, I think Hoyt could be an interesting piece that gives them a little more juice in different spots if they want to use on obvious passing downs Bosa and Rousseau and Hoyt together, all three of them. Maybe I can really catch some teams off guard, at least initially here. Hopefully the Kansas City game is you know, there's not too much from the Carolina game for Kansas City to go to school on what they're doing with Hoyt, and he can be somewhat of a surprise for Kansas City by the time that game gets here in a few weeks. So they're definitely, you know, not without problems on that side of the ball. I don't want to ever sound like that, but I'm just worried that the offense is, I'm less optimistic than you are that the same people and the same coach are going to figure it out, because I think the longer the same people and the same coach are doing the same things, the more likely it is they have figured you out. And I'm not sure what my changeup is at this point. And again, there's not a player there that is a bolt of lightning that's going to go, like, they're not getting Xavier Worthy back, right? There is not a Michael Hoyt coming off of suspension on the offensive side of the ball that you're going to go, oh, that guy, wait till you see what we do with him. They've got who they got. Their team is on the floor. I mean, Kincaid missed a game, but I'm accounting for him being there, and I'm accounting for Samuel or Elijah Moore, one of the two. To me, they're interchangeable. Neither one is really ever smashed or anything. I mean, I guess Samuel had some real positive impact near the end of last year, finally. But there's just not a lot there, either guy.
You never want to hear popped when it comes to muscles.
Right,
you never
want
to hear the word
that
popped.
That sounds bad to me.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday continues after this here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.